A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners, so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not appear to be fasting, except your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord. I was giving a retreat on a college campus, and one of the students asked to speak with me. She was a doctoral student in environmental science. She shared with me her struggle of trying to be both a respected scientist and a committed Christian. Most of her colleagues were either atheists or agnostics. If it couldn't be proven scientifically, it couldn't be true. The previous Ash Wednesday, she went to Mass at lunchtime, and when she returned to the lab, one of her colleagues looked at her curiously and said, "I think you have some kind of dirt on your face." She lowered her eyes and replied, "They're ashes. Today is Ash Wednesday." Her colleague immediately responded, "You still don't believe in that stuff, do you?" The college student raised her head and, with a spirit larger than her own, responded, "Yes, I do believe." We go to Mass today asking to be signed with the cross, marked with ashes, because, yes, we do believe. Today, this marking with ashes leads us into the season of Lent, disposing us to celebrate more fully the Paschal mystery, the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus the Christ. This is the day that the Church sets apart to begin 40 days of returning to the Lord with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul, leaving the past in ashes, believing God is doing something new with and in our lives. This special time of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving is an opportunity to prepare us to celebrate the fullness of Easter, that in Christ we too will defeat the darkness and rise again and again and again. Ash is not a familiar symbol in our daily lives, but it was a common and meaningful reality for the people in the early church. When preparing the ground for cultivation, the farmer would cut down the trees from the field and set fire to them. The remaining ash was mixed with the soil, and the ash from the destroyed trees became a source of life for the new crops. Ashes, then, are both a symbol of destruction and a symbol of new life. These ashes also remind us that we are dust, and through the breath of God, we have been given life. The reality of the human situation is that we depend on God's free gift of life. We are humans totally dependent on God for each moment of our existence. This is not a curse, but what it means to be human. So much of what we touch turns to dust if it's not done in God's name. Dust is also what we return to at the end of our lives. But long before we breathe our last, life reminds us of the corruptibility of everything. So much of what we put our hope in ages, breaks, comes apart at the seams, and wears out. All that is new and glitzy has a very short life expectancy. Life constantly reminds us of our vulnerability and mortality. Loved ones die. Sickness saps our energy. Age limits us. And our gallant efforts to do good feel the strain of the long haul. This day's liturgical action puts ashes on our foreheads and dust before our eyes. But these symbols are just a reminder of what life does to us all too frequently. It swoops in on us, rubs ashes on our foreheads, and blows dust in our eyes. And so the minister, while imparting the ashes on our forehead, proclaims, "Remember, you are dust." These ashes remind us that our old way of life is dead, turned to dust. We don't belong to the old world any longer, so we need to stop living as if we do. Through the grace of God, we can emerge from the ashes of our sinfulness, from the ashes of our guilt, from the ashes of our addictions, from the ashes of our grief, and be reborn to new life of hope and possibility. In today's gospel, we are exhorted to give external expression to this new life through prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Lent is not so much a time of giving up, but turning our lives more fully to our God through prayer, communicating and communing daily with our God, through fasting, emptying ourselves so we may be more aware of our deep hunger for God, through almsgiving, giving generously to those in need, loving God and loving neighbor. Each of these external and spiritual practices is a vehicle to foster inner change, the transformation of our hearts, our attitudes, our thinking, resulting in loving more deeply God and neighbor. As we begin our Lenten journey, let us go forth marked with ashes and dust, allowing the ashes to fertilize the soil of our hearts, and the breath of God to enliven the dust of our existence. Let us go forth in faith, responding to the imparting of ashes on our forehead with the sincerity and courage of the college student. Remember, you are dust, and to dust you will return. Amen. Yes, Lord, I do believe.